The Idaho Department of Correction does not have to release information about which drugs it used to execute two inmates or where they came from. James Dawson reports.
Back in May, an Idaho judge ruled state correction officials had to hand over records and receipts of any drug used in the executions of Paul Ezra Rhodes and Richard Levitt. The order also required the department to release records of drugs bought for future executions to the ACLU of Idaho and a University of Idaho law professor who filed the suit. Monday morning, Judge Lynn Norton ordered a new trial to determine whether the state has to disclose these records. Department of Correction Deputy Director Jeff Samuda previously told the court releasing this information would, quote, jeopardize future executions because companies may stop selling their drugs to them.
The reason why their ability to carry out executions would be jeopardized by being transparent was because they would be disclosing information that the public's just not comfortable with, and that's why we have the Public Records Act in the first place.
That's Richie Epping, ACLU of Idaho's legal director. He says releasing these records is essential to upholding democracy. A spokesperson for the Department of Corrections says he hasn't seen the ruling and can't comment on it. The two parties will meet to schedule a trial at the beginning of October. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.